Well, friends, it's a beautiful day here in Lisburn. The sun's really splitting the trees. It's a Sunday afternoon and we're just enjoying this beautiful, beautiful weather. You'd really need a pair of sunglasses on a day like this. If you're with us the last time, you might recall we were looking at an object lesson based on the Word of God and WD-40. Here's another object lesson, a very similar product. This time it's 3-in-1 oil. I'm sure many of you remember this. Seems to have been on the go for many, many years. Remember in the garage at home, there was always a couple of tins of this at least sitting about. I can remember my grandfather's old shed. There was always a tin of 3-in-1 oil, maybe for sharpening the hedge clippers or the shears against the sharpening stone. 3-in-1 oil, multi-purpose oil. It lubricates, it cleans, it prevents rust, and very, very helpful thing. It's described as being a toolkit in a can. Many, many uses. In the home, it says, you can use it in the house, on the car. Don't know what you'd use it in the car for. In the office, whatever. In the workshop, in the garden, or even on the sports field. I don't know what you would use 3-in-1 oil for on the sports field. Maybe lubricating somebody's dislocated shoulder or something like that. So many uses. 3-in-1 oil. And if you're a Christian today, if you're familiar with the Word of God and the teaching of the scriptures about the God of the heavens, the God of the Bible, you'll know where we're going with the 3-in-1 oil, because the Bible declares that there is one true and living God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. The Bible says in the New Testament there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. But the Word of God also makes it abundantly clear that the one God, the one true and living God, is revealed in a plurality of persons. One God, and yet the one God is revealed in three distinct persons, and the Bible speaks about the Godhead. And there are three persons within the Godhead. They are the same in substance, they are equal in power, and they are equal in glory. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All of them God, all of them separate personalities, persons within the Godhead. And yet these three separate, distinct persons comprise the one true and living God. Difficult for us to understand. We've looked at it in different ways before. We think of water can be found in solid form, liquid form, or gas form, and yet the chemical properties of solid, liquid, and gas and water form are all the same. And so it is with the God of heaven. One God revealed in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, 3-in-1. The Lord Jesus Christ told us to baptize all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you carefully study the Word of God, well, there's no dispute that the Father is God. There's no disputing that the Son is God, and there's no disputing that the Holy Spirit is God as well. They're all given divine titles. They all perform divine works. To all three are ascribed divine attributes. And then to make it crystal clear, 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 7 says there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 1, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. So there you have it, the God of the Word of God, the God of the Bible, a triune God, 3-in-1. But can I ask you today, do you know him? Do you love him? Are you walking with him? Are you serving him? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. May God bless these simple thoughts to your hearts today, and we will see you again next time, God willing.